This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Oh, yes. Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
This is the way. If you're going to be taking a road trip or something, if you're going down the street or something, and you start out with your cup of coffee, one thing I cannot stand. There's two things I can't stand about a cup of coffee in your car. One, if you have any coffee at all in the cup and you stick it in the car, it's going to spill. Yes, it's going to spill. Two, it's going to get cold really quick. No matter what you do inside, no matter what you set the heat on, it's going to cool off. And there's, I don't buy iced coffee. I only drink hot coffee. Okay. So, enter Burnout. I can stick my coffee in that mug. It is coffee tight. It's going to get it to the proper temperature almost within 60 seconds. And then it's going to stay warm until I finish it. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. Sometimes on TV, you can see the individual snowflakes as they fall. Recently, two female CNN reporters were shocked to see a photo of General Scott Miller openly carrying an M4 as he is walking in uniform because he's in a combat zone with others in uniform in a combat zone on the streets of Afghanistan. General Miller's M4 actually had a magazine inserted, and this really raised eyebrows in the hallowed halls of CNN. An American military officer in uniform in an area of active fighting openly carrying an assault weapon. Now, CNN found this just shocking enough to report just on that. It would be really interesting if I could just be surprised instead of revolted, but I can't do that. Snowflakes at CNN, who in their entire sheltered lives have never had to fight off anything more dangerous than a mosquito, so self-righteously, so piously critical of a wonderful fighting general, which, you know, there's not that many of those guys. They're too accustomed to interviewing our aging gaggle of remaining grand, you know, peacetime generals who, like CNN reporters, are frightened to death of guns, don't trust their own troops, even fellow NCOs and officers, and are they themselves veterans of nothing more threatening than polite arguments in university faculty lounges. General Scott, he represents a generation of military officers who aren't afraid of going armed, and CNN can't stand that. I'm glad CNN didn't exist during World War II. Can you imagine what they would have gone through during the era of George Patton? In September, Wyoming hunting guide was attacked and killed by a grizzly bear. He was carrying a Glock 20 in a shoulder holster when attacked, and the investigators subsequently found the unfired Glock 20 in question and discovered that it was unloaded. No round chambered. There can be no doubt about this kind of thing. This is called administrative procedure, and this is designed to render soldiers and civilians alike absolutely defenseless, and any firearm to which they may have at least have some sort of access, essentially useless, will get that gun owner or soldier stone dead when nature or evil, uninvited and unexpected, suddenly shows up. As we have seen time and time again. The Israelis used to train with no round in the chamber. And their whole draw stroke was based upon the idea that they've got to charge that weapon. I don't think they train that way anymore. I think they actually go out there with rounds in the chamber. Go figure. Rounds in the chamber, I'm looking at a beautiful pistol right now. My Nighthawk Custom Falcon. And, yeah, it's got a round in the chamber. Because if somebody comes busting in, I'm not going to tell you where the studio is, but I have a window that is body length high. And if somebody comes busting into that, all I got to do is grab it, flip off the safety, and then I can start making them regret their last decision. These stupid rules are designed to do nothing but generate victims, and they filter down from the edicts of grass-eating administrators and managers who care a lot more about their next promotion than they ever will about somebody's safety, to endanger even those who knowingly go to unsafe places, and they should know better, really. And CNN, along with their self-important leftist flunkies, need to stop presuming to dictate politically correct proper procedure to us who actually do own guns. And do go armed, and sometimes in dangerous places, and go back to eating the grass in their ivory tower. Because we don't need, we don't want, they're not authorities on this. Their advice is laughable. And, you know, if you want to take it a step further, here's a quote from somebody named Branson, who claimed to have my best interests at heart and simultaneously suggests that I disarm and leave my personal safety in their hands, scare me motherless. Not merely hypocritical, but dangerously ignorant and delusional. They are true believers in false gods. Recently in Paris, the police there were dispatched to contain the Yellow Vests. And they were overwhelmed almost immediately and lost control of the Paris streets. So all they do now is try to protect government buildings, and they're mostly unsuccessful at that. Burn cars and ransack stores and destroyed ATM machines. Some houses and individuals are always being attacked. Police protection is unavailable in most parts of the city of Paris. And those who do not have the means to protect themselves can stand by helplessly. That's all. Watch their homes and their property despoiled, stolen, burned, and themselves and families physically attacked, maybe even murdered. And this is a teaching moment, an important lesson, if you will, for the disarmed French and the Brits and, you know, most of the other Western Europeans, all of whom have allowed themselves to be disarmed and now foolishly rely upon progressively disintegrating police protection. We'll see all of this again. And there'll be no let up anytime soon. Kipling wrote this. When the Cambrian measures were forming, they promised perpetual peace. They swore, if we gave them our weapons, that the wars of the tribes would cease. But when we disarmed, they sold us and delivered us bound to our foe. And the gods of the copybook heading said, stick with the devil, you know. Being disarmed by people who are not where you are, and then actually going along with that is a fool's errand. I was somewhere over the weekend where I know they have gun-free zone signs all over the place, except in the doors that I went into, which by state law renders the other gun-free zone signs inert. And I make it my business to know which places are like this. If a place is actually full-on gun-free zone, I don't go in it. No, I don't. But anyway, we're going to come up on the first break here. When we get back, we're going to talk about people that like to stick pistols in their pockets. Yeah, that's not a good idea. This is Lock and Load.
these insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. The perfect cup of coffee at the perfect temperature. The whole time you're drinking it, Burnout. Check them out. Okay. I'm old enough to know better, but I should learn to never say never. Because not too long ago, back in July of 2017, I made a video called No More Glocks for Me. And I have two Glocks in my future and one here now. The one that I have here now is the Glock 43, and I got it for a holster to test the holster. But when I got the Glock 43, I was amazed at how lightweight it is. It holds six rounds. You can put one in the chamber, then you can have seven. They make plus twos and plus threes for these guns. I haven't gotten one yet. I only have the gun, the magazine that came in it, and the spare. But I have experimented with it. Now, the holster, of course, works. But what about when you don't want to wear a holster? And the Glock 43 is almost at that threshold. It's not quite as tiny as what they refer to as a pocket pistol. But it's close. Like a jacket pocket, maybe. Yeah. But pistols in pockets. There's this company that makes small concealable carry pistols called Cobra Firearms. I don't know anything about them. And in their list of products, they have over and under Derringer. It has been accused, this particular gun, of not being drop safe, as it has been implicated in at least two cases where pants in whose pocket it was placed were thrown on the floor, ostensibly causing the pistol to discharge, injuring the owner. Now, I don't know anything about this besides what I just told you. I don't have a set of facts, and I don't know anything about the Cobra product line. I don't own any of them. But if you're carrying a gun, if the gun you're carrying is so small that you can lose it and forget you have it, please listen to me now. We should never throw any pistol unprotected into a pants pocket, a handbag, a jacket pocket, whatever. For a personal defensive pistol to be truly useful, it must be loaded when it is carried upon the person with a round in the chamber. We would refer to this as a hot weapon. The practice of carrying a pistol with no round chambered is confined to the realm of idiots. And if you don't want to occupy that space, put a round in the chamber. So that being, and I'm talking about a semi-automatic pistol, of course. So this being the case, a carry pistol must be carried and secured in a holster. And that holster has to completely encapsulate the trigger guard. And then what you get is it's isolating and protecting the trigger, making the trigger inaccessible when the pistol is holstered. You can put a holster like this on a belt or on your ankle or incorporate it into a handbag, ladies. The point is that pistols rattling around loose in pockets and briefcases and handbags are a veritable invitation to catastrophe. No matter what kind of pistol is involved, and the practice is thus highly not recommended by any competent instructor I know of. So, if you decide to go armed, please be serious about this, and you need to be serious about it by having serious gear. You have to take some serious training, and if you're not going to do those things, okay, and, maybe you should abandon the whole idea of going somewhere armed. Now, the gun that I'm talking about here, the Cobra, is a really small pistol. And it would never be a gun I would carry simply because of capacity. I am a capacity kind of person. With my Nighthawk, right, it's got 8-round magazines. That means it's got 9 that I'm carrying. And single-stack magazines are easy to carry. And if you're like me and you're wearing cargo pocket pants, well, you can have them all over the place. So now it doesn't carry as much as a double stack, of course. The problem with me and this Nighthawk is I can hit whatever I want to aim at with this Nighthawk. I am very accurate with this Nighthawk. So for me, getting it out and getting it up on and on target with the 45 caliber round and with the Polycase and Scepter ARX rounds that I have in it pretty much ensures that I'm going to be successful. But it is a big gun. You know, it's like trying to conceal a box of Wheaties. I have another holster that was sent. The holster that I was sent for the Glock 43 was by High Threat Concealment, and so I have a holster that will carry this as well by High Threat Concealment. And a company like High Threat Concealment makes very serious gear that is designed to hide your gun and at the same time make it really accessible to you at a moment, at a second's notice. So, you know, I've been playing with these a little bit. My typical go-to outside-the-waistband holster is currently the Red Alligator line, which is nearly as conceivable as these are. But my Red Alligator holsters carry guns and have so many more things on them. But I know from my experience that most of the people that defend themselves with guns do not train as serious as I do. At the very least, make sure that you equip yourself with the stuff that you need to where you are not, you don't become a statistic. I have read, and I'm sure you have too, I've heard about one, an unfortunate female who was using one of those, what do you call them, the flashbang holster, the bra holster, that shot herself with it. I've heard of children getting into purses. And they find the gun. So we got to be serious about this because it's a very serious responsibility we're taking on. The last thing that I better never say never. I hope that you never read about me throwing my pants at the dirty clothes and then because I forgot that I had my little light Glock 43 in the pocket, it discharged and winged me a good shot and then I have to think of some lie. I was in a gunfight with the Antifa, ISIS, and the Hare Krishnas. It was horrible. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump spoke to troops overseas, thanking them for their service. The president also talks about the economy, which on Christmas Eve, the Dow lost over 600 points.
The economy is doing so well that they raised interest rates, and that's as a form of safety, in a way. President Obama didn't do much of that. Much easier to run when you have no interest rate. He had a very low interest rate. We have a normalized interest rate. A normalized interest rate means a lot. You know, it's good for a lot of people. They have money in the bank. They get interest on their money.
The president also talks about the government shutdown.
I'd rather not be doing shutdowns. I've been at the White House, and I love the White House, but I wasn't able to be with my family. I thought it would be wrong for me to be with my family. I just didn't want to go down and be there when other people are hurting.
And the Mega Millions jackpot on this Christmas Day is at just over $320 million. Merry Christmas from USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
The perfect cup of coffee. 16 ounce, 12 ounce. It doesn't matter. Burnout will take care of you. Check them out, BurnoutMugs.com. Andrew Cuomo, Dateline New York. He's done everything he possibly thinks that is possibly coming to his mind to make New York the most anti-gun state in the country. And he's worked hard to earn the title of the most anti-gun governor as well. And he may well have that title locked up. But he's not one to rest on his laurels. Oh, no, not him, not by any stretch. Now he's ready to keep pushing forward. Recently, he released his list of the 10 laws he wants changed. And guess what's on there? If you said more gun control, you win. And, you know, he's quite grandiose about it. He's likening his agenda to the Declaration of Independence and says that the state's priorities next year are separate from the federal government's. Governor said now with the Democratic Assembly and Senate, there are no more excuses. Democrats need to be doers and not just dreamers. Key proposals. He wants to repeal the state and local tax the SALT deduction and work to provide tax relief for middle class. He wants to pass reproductive health protections for women and the Equal Rights Law. He wants to strengthen gun laws by banning bump stocks and increase waiting time for guns from 3 days to 10 days. Don't worry. Don't worry about the bump stock part. That's been taking care of you there, Andrew. He wants to pass the DREAM Act to protect immigrants. He wants to ban corporate contributions to political candidates. He's considering making Election Day a state holiday to encourage people to vote, combining state and federal primaries and early voting. He wants to make investments into affordable housing across the state. He wants to pass the Child Victims Act. He wants to legalize recreational marijuana this year. And he wants to get rid of cash bail. He said, we are under federal assault as individuals and as a state. We must stand up to this tyranny once again, not with muskets the way our founders did, not with our voices and our votes. As our forefathers rebelled against England representing the king's values and abuse, let us announce New York's rebellion from the current federal policies. If it was actual tyranny, the New Yorkers wouldn't be able to use their voice and their votes without major problems. And it's really interesting he talks about the muskets, because the New Yorkers couldn't take up their muskets either, even if they wanted to do so, because Cuomo has made that possibility virtually impossible. You see, if somebody wants to pass this to Andrew, please do. You see, opposition to tyranny is why we have a Second Amendment. It's not about crime. It does allow us to fight the tyranny of the criminal, and it's not about hunting. It's about defending our way of life from those who could oppress us. When the British were coming, Paul Revere was not riding, letting everybody know this, because deer season had opened. He went where he went, and he didn't go alone. I mean, if you know the history, he had to have a lot of help. But this was about a very serious life or death fight that was coming. If Cuomo was serious in believing that tyranny had come to this great nation of ours, why would he work so hard to make it more difficult for citizens? You know, the ones he's wanting to protect. The very people who would have to fight back against an oppressive regime to arm themselves. New Yorkers are facing tyranny, though. I mean, to be fair, they're existing under a would-be tyrant, after all. What else do you call a man who has worked to not only disarm his populace, but also use his authority to punish those who speak out against him? Say what you want about Trump, but he's not the one trying to destroy civil rights groups he disagrees with now, is he? As for Cuomo's measures, you know what I think about bump stocks, and you know how useless I think a ban is. Waiting periods are another stupid invention that does little actually help solve any problems. They might delay a suicide by an extra 7 days, but they do nothing for actual crime, and that's where we should be devoting our attention. So, in other words, he'll accomplish nothing except to hurt the innocent gun buyers in the state, which I think is probably what he wants to do. The waiting period. The waiting period was put in place with the Brady Law. That was part of the Brady Law until the instant background check went into effect. That was always going to be part of the Brady Law. So in the 90s, when we passed the background check, the waiting period, if you didn't get an up or down in 3 days, then they had no choice but to let you take the gun. Now, there is also a mechanism in place. They talk all the time about the Dylann Roof or the Charleston loophole, or whatever you want to call it. There is a mechanism in place if you pick up the gun on day three, and then on day six they find out you're a prohibited person. The ATF lets law enforcement know. Law enforcement goes and gets the gun. But the gun is ordered to be confiscated, which didn't happen with Dylann Roof. Should have happened, but it didn't happen. Now, in New York, where where they're living under this tyranny right now. You know, when like whenever they have in New York City, whenever they have a big snowstorm, the mayor will regularly get on TV and say, "If I see you guys out on the streets, we will have you arrested." What am I missing here? You can be given advisories, sure. You can be given advisories. But the people of New York, not all of them, of course. You hear Stephen DeAndrelli on here. I know some people that are involved in, you know, in various things in New York City. Not all of them exist having taken the blue pill. So I don't get it. I don't. How do you look at a people? How do you look at a city the size of New York City? Which New York City has more people in it than my state does. Okay? Just to give you a little bit of sense of scale. And it's, you know, probably not too much bigger than the capital city of my state. How do you look at them? And you know where crime is. And you know what's happening there. And you get out there, and you've been homelessness is okay with de Blasio. Urinating on the side of the road is okay with de Blasio. How do you get out there and start letting these kind of standards slide, and then at the same time look at them and say, and you can't defend yourself? Because that's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. I've seen people get out there and say, well, Bill, you could learn hand-to-hand combat. Well, that is a double-edged sword, hand-to-hand combat is. It's not like it is on TV. It's not like it is in an MMA match where they have rules. All kinds of things can go wrong in a hand-to-hand combat encounter. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All that's waiting on you is your cup of coffee staying the same temperature the whole time you drink it. Burnoutmugs.com. Okay. Let me make one thing perfectly clear, okay? I am a member of the NRA, and I do not find them to be perfect. I'm never going to accuse them of knowing, of dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's, okay? We do need for them to be healthy. We do need for them to be existent. We need to have them make a few changes, okay? They are a gigantic organization with 6 million plus members now. And then there's E.J. Dionne. He's not a fan of the Second Amendment. He is a longtime leftist columnist who's penned plenty of op-ed columns in favor of gun control through the years. And so it's safe to say that what he wants is for the NRA and the other gun rights groups to go the way of the dodo, so he and his friends can ram through whatever regulations they want. Lately, though, he has written a column about the collapsing gun lobby, which smacks a little more than wishful thinking. He writes, "Sometimes dramatic shifts in American politics go unnoticed. They are buried under other news or dismissed because they represent such a sharp break from long-standing assumptions and expectations. So please open your mind to this. Taken together, the events of 2016 and the results of the 2018 election will be remembered as the beginning of the end of the gun lobby's power. Supporters of reasonable gun regulation have been so cowed by the NRA propaganda over the last quarter century that we are reluctant even to imagine such a thing. No matter how many innocents are slaughtered, no matter how many Americans organize, demonstrate, and protest, we assume that the NRA and its allies will eventually overpower us." By the way, they're talking about me and you when they say the allies. "And let's concede up front that the vast over-representation of rural states in the U.S. Senate tilts the system. Now we're getting to it. Undemocratically towards those who claim that government is powerless to take meaningful steps against mass killings. The fact that, the fact that Wyoming and Idaho have as many Senate votes as New York and California underscores the challenges that remain. Well, actually, EJ, they are the same challenges that have existed since the dawn of this country. If you want to take a moment, EJ, and recall middle school civics class, you know that the reason we have two chambers of Congress organized the way we do is that smaller states were worried about being dominated by the larger, more populated states, right? EJ Dion? This is a real issue, and the Senate was constructed that way to balance against the House, where states like California and New York hold significant power based on sheer numbers. That's a new thing that's coming about. We're going to have to be watching that one. But back to talking about gun control. He writes, nonetheless, we are in a new and better world on guns, organizationally and electorally. This conclusion is compelled not by wishful thinking, but by the evidence. Investigations into Russian interference in the 2016 election have the NRA in its sights. As Rosalind Helderman, Tom Hamburger, and Michelle Yahili reported in the Washington Post, the guilty plea entered last week by Maria Butina, a Russian agent who courted NRA leaders, has intensified questions about what the gun rights group knew of the Russian effort to shape U.S. policy and whether it faces ongoing legal scrutiny. One of the things we need to know more about, why NRA spending on the 2016 election surged in every category. The bulk of this money went to supporting Donald Trump. As the Post journalist wrote, the key question, which is being posed openly by Democrats but is no doubt of interest to prosecutors, is whether the group's spending spike was tied to Russian connections. The article also noted that in 2018, the NRA's political spending plummeted. While the organization has denied wrongdoing in 2016, it is clearly in disarray, and some suburban Republican candidates this year were fearful of cashing its checks. Excuse me, what evidence are you talking about, E.J. Dion? The Mueller investigation has looked at all kinds of things since it was impaneled, and guess what? Despite looking at all kinds of things, they haven't found any things. And you can claim that there's no wishful thinking involved, but where's that evidence as well? Yes, Marina Butina was arrested and has pled guilty to being a Russian agent, and she may well have been trying to influence the NRA. That doesn't make the NRA bad guys. Even if she were successful in her influence, it doesn't mean the NRA was willingly working with a foreign agent. We're still not sure how successful she was in her efforts. But Dion continues to go down the rabbit hole of connecting everything he can to the impending demise of the NRA. But there's a real problem with that. That's not happening. Is the NRA under fire and having a rough time? Yeah. Yeah. That has a lot to do with Andrew Cuomo. That's what happens when a governor with tremendous power over the financial industry begins to pressure them to cut off his opponent. And that's not going to stand in the long term, and Dion would do well to remember that. But he won't, though. He's too happy to dance on the grave of the NRA to even bother seeing if it exists. Now, a more telling thing that he says in this article is becoming a new meme out there where they're saying, how long will we let these other states dictate to the majority, a la the Senate? See, the leftists, very soon, very soon. Maybe next year. Maybe we'll see it next year. The leftists are going to want to start to press and start to question, do we need the Senate and do we need the Electoral College? They're already talking about the Electoral College and the new thing now. And this is because they recognize the trends. Here's the trends. Soon, most of the population is going to be living in these coastal elite enclaves. We've always been, look at Australia. Most everybody in Australia lives on a coastline. There's the Crocodile Dundee types that live out there in the bush in the interior of the country, but most people live on the coastlines. So, I don't know what the percentage is going to be. I saw it and I read it and I've actually talked about it, but I don't remember what the percentage is going to be. So, that will mean that they will have an unshakable control over the House of Representatives. However, they're only going to be living in 15 states, so that means they will only control 30 Senate seats. And this is where the problem comes in for them, because the Senate can thwart anything the House wants to. Anytime they want to do it, they can thwart them. That's what they do. That's why they're the higher chamber. And this is what's got them. They've got a problem with this. They don't think that Idaho should have two senators. They don't think that Wyoming should have two senators. New York maybe should have, 20 senators. California should maybe have 40 senators. That's what they think. But that's not the way it's set up. So this is where we're beginning to see the staging of what could be the beginning of another phase of the undeclared soft civil war that we exist in, where they're going to try to knock out certain norms within our government just to get them to the point to where they can have and consolidate their complete control, because that's what they want. That's why I say what I say, what I'm going to say in a minute. That's why I say it. Because this has nothing to do with, they're not against guns. They're against you having guns. They want your money. They want control of your life. They want you to do what they tell you to do. They want to be able to decide when you die. Okay? They want a lot of things. And they want you to be completely dependent upon the state. But in order to get to that point, they know that they have to disarm you. And that's why, people, that's why every time I do my broadcast, I end it by saying it has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. Simple fact. Talk to you in about 21 hours. This has been Lock and Load. Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known to try to kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, why just... At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.